This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show, Mark Duggar, the Macoupin County Fair Board President. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Glad to be here.
Mark, it's Macoupin County Fair time again, almost, and we're going to talk about it today to give people a little preview of what's coming, many little changes or big changes that might be happening. And for 2012, there are a few changes that we're going to talk about. One of them sort of comes at the beginning of the fair with a switch in the talent show.
Right, right. A few little tweaks, few different things, kind of change it up a little bit, but essentially the schedule is going to remain the same. We found a combination that worked for us, so we're going to keep it up. The dates, of course, for the fair are July 16th through the 21st this summer, so you know, we're hoping for a really another great hot week like we had last year. I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. But we do appreciate everybody coming out last year and suffering through the heat, and we really appreciate everybody coming out. But as you said, Rick, there is a little bit of a change right off the bat. On Monday, which has traditionally been the talent show and Little Miss and Little Mister contests and pageant, well, we're going to move the talent show to Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock under the Franke Pavilion, right next to the office there. So that's a little bit of a change. The Little Miss and Little Mister pageant will still be at 7 o'clock on Monday night, and that will be, as usual, we do have a new director for that. Jenna Tate has agreed to take that over. She's very familiar to Carlinville folks here, has a background with county fairs and county fair pageants, so we're real excited about Jenna coming in and helping us out with the Little Miss and Little Mister. Of course, the talent contest, Jody Bennett here in town is directing that, doing a great job. So if you have any questions about the talent show or how to enter that, you need to contact Jody, and she'll be glad to help you out with that part.
We sort of skipped ahead. Sunday, there are some activities, as well as Monday afternoon harness racing.
Harness racing is on Monday and Tuesday, as usual. And Sunday night, though, we do have a Christian music show, which has become a popular program throughout the fair. It is completely free. It's just a nice evening to come out and hear some good gospel music. My Life's Project is the name of the group coming in, and we'd be glad to have folks come out and hear some gospel music and get the fair started off for us.
Tuesday is the traditional Queen Pageant, and now the newly added in the past few years, the Miss Pageant as well.
Right, right. Yeah, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 17th, will be the Miss Macoupin County Fair Queen Pageant and the Junior Miss Macoupin County Fair Queen Pageant. Both of those are being directed by Julie Fisher, Kristen York, and Becky Lowe. And those numbers and everything are on the website. You can get a hold of Julie and Kristen and find out how to get entered onto that. We're looking for a lot of folks to come in. While we're talking about the Queen Pageant, I need to talk about Kate Scheller. She has just done a wonderful job. She's a young lady from Mount Olive, done a great job representing Macoupin County, the fair, and did a fantastic job for us up at the state pageant in January. So we're looking forward. We're going to miss Kate. She's done a wonderful job, but that'll be her night to pass the crown on to a new young lady that's going to come up and represent Macoupin County Fair.
And then Wednesday, there's going to start something new that I think you wanted to speak about in the evening hours.
Right. Kids Corner has become a popular place during the fair. You know, once you're on the ground, the Kids Corner area is free entertainment, so to speak. The folks in charge of that are really working to make it very agriculture education oriented. They're going to have several different spots talking about the various commodities that we produce here in Macoupin County. We're going to have a little garden out there, kind of a test plot thing to show the various stages of crops being grown. And also we've got Thank a Farmer Magic Show. It's very ag oriented. It's very kid oriented. It's very family oriented. A lot of interaction. Those folks are going to be putting on shows 2 to 3 times an evening, depending on the evening. And we're looking forward to having them there because, as I say, the Kids Corner is really going to take on a more agriculture education orientation this year. And we're looking forward to having folks come out and learn more about agriculture in Macoupin County.
The magic show will be several nights of the fair.
Correct. Yeah. Beginning Wednesday night, it'll run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings starting at 6 o'clock. So there's plenty of opportunities to come out and do that. And we'd sure like to have folks come be regular attendees at that magic show. We'd sure appreciate them coming out. And, of course, you know, you can pick up the corn dogs and the funnel cakes and the elephant ears and all that stuff, too. So we appreciate them coming out.
Wednesday also special this year as far as entertainment.
Right. Jimmy Fortune, who was formerly with the Statler Brothers, will be doing a solo show. He's got the Jimmy Fortune Trio coming in. That begins at 7:30 p.m. at the Grandstand. Adults are $12. Children under 6 are free. Going to be a great show for traditional country music. I think a lot of folks will like to come out and hear those guys, and I'm sure he'll play a lot of the old Statler Brothers standards, and some of his all music also will be highlighted.
Now on Thursday, wasn't it introduced last year, the Mud Drags will return?
You are correct. Yeah, the Mud Drags was a big hit last year. We brought them back again on Thursday night, and that'll start our big weekend grandstand extravaganza, I guess is the best word to put it. The Mud Drags will be on Thursday night. Again, $10 to get into the grandstand. Those will start at 7 o'clock. Big hit with the folks coming out. Friday night, ITPA Tractor and Truck Pulse. Big crowd pleaser, especially on the Friday evening. The guys are really working hard to expand those, to add some more tractors, more classes, change up the classes to make a good show, run the two tracks again. And, you know, the volunteers at work and put that tractor pull together really are trying to take comments from the folks that come out and see it and improve the show every year, which they have done. My hats are off to those guys. They work hard out there to make that tractor pull a success.
The perennial favorite comes up Saturday evening, but also you've got someone else coming to entertain before Demolition Derby.
Right. Right before the Demolition Derby on Saturday night, which will kind of culminate the county fair for 2012, is the Pipes and Drums of the St. Andrew Society of Central Illinois. They're going to put on about a half-hour program, roughly, right there in front of the grandstand. It's the bagpipes and the drums and some precision drilling and things, and it kind of be an interesting lead-in to the Demolition Derby. And they were here last year, did a little kind of impromptu grandstand performance, and was very well received. So we brought them back again this year to do the same type of thing. Right after that, then we go into the Demolition Derby and, as I say, culminate the 2012 edition of the Macoupin County Fair on Saturday evening.
Now, the Demolition Derby, will it be about the same as last year? Any new, every once in a while, new things are added? Or
I think this year the guys are planning on keeping things pretty well the same. They've gotten their rules established. They've had real good luck working together. Of course, we are cooperating with Christian County and Montgomery County Fairs to put our Demolition Derbies on, that we rotate the responsibilities as far as running the show, and each county fair comes and brings volunteers to help out. So that show should be good to go.
The fair books are, as we speak at this time, being printed, as right. You said, and they'll be out very soon, but also everything that's in the fair book will also be able to be found on your website.
Which... Absolutely, right. Yeah, we're really pushing the website this year, and you are absolutely correct. As of May 1, our goal to have the fair books out and into the public hands. Between now and then, folks can certainly go to www.macoupincountyfair.org. And all that information should be up and running here very soon. So we're looking forward to that. And the fair office number is on there. Of course, it's 854-9422 for any questions. Right now, there's an answering machine out there, so we'll do our best to get back in there. There's also a contact on the website for email, and we can be contacted by email also for questions or information concerning the fair.
And the website, for those who like to enter the various shows, you know, you have you can get your photography in or things like that. That'll have all the entry information they need there.
Right. The entry forms are all downloadable and can be printed off directly from the website. All the information that is in the fair book as far as classes, events, cost to enter, that will also all be up on the website before too long.
Mark, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate the opportunity.
You can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.